So the CIDR allows us to identify where the network ends and the host addresses begin. We already saw that you could use a subnet mask, and those aren't going away. It's just a simplified version of those subnet masks. For example, our Class A subnet mask was 255.000, Class B was 255.255.00, and Class C was 255.255.255.0. Now, those 255s mean 8 bits are turned on. In a Class A, the first 8 bits or first octet is going to be a network address. So, using a private IP of 10.000 with a subnet mask of 255.000, instead we could say 10.0.0.0/8. And that slash 8 will tell us the subnet would have been 255.0.0.0. This is purely a simplified version to identify where the net ends and the host bits begin.